This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will cover the name of Allah al-Quddus. And we will tie that name in with as-Subuh. So al-Quddus is mentioned in the Qur'an two times. As we've learnt multiple times, we've recited this ayah, Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu al-Malik al-Quddus. السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and as we've quoted multiple times in the past. So who is Al-Quddus? Al-Quddus, if we are to translate it, simply means the holy. And many of us know this name of Allah, but we don't know how to use it. We don't know really what it means. We know that it translates to the holy, but how can I use it in my dua? How can I understand it and apply it to my day? How can I think of Allah as Al-Quddus, aside from being holy? And this is where, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand that Al-Quddus is the holy who is free from any kinds of imperfection. He's free from any kind of imperfection. And evil is not attributed to him. So he's free from anything that is not correct or not pure. And even the things that we think are pure and right and correct, Allah is even better than that. And this is why we'll tie Al-Quddus in with As-Subuh. Because whenever we see something amazing, whenever you see, like, for example, I've given this, you know, multiple times, I've mentioned the mountains in Banff, or you go to the Rocky Mountains, or for those of you who are, you know, from regions of the world where you have mountains even higher and greater than those, like K2, and, you know, if anyone's from Sri Lanka, subhanAllah, you see the mountains in the distance, right? They're amazing, they're huge, and people say, subhanAllah, right? SubhanAllah. Why? Because the creation of Allah is amazing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more amazing and more pure, and there is no imperfection that is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the things of this world that we think are defective or are not as they should be, because we as humans don't want them to be that way. Like, for example, we don't want to be wearing these masks. We don't want to be standing apart. We don't want certain things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is His plan. And a lot of the time we don't realize His plan until after something has already passed. Now there's two things that I want us to keep in mind, inshaAllah ta'ala, with regards to Al-Quddus. First of all, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from everything that contradicts the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we sleep, Allah doesn't sleep. We have children, Allah doesn't have children, right? We become parents, Allah is not a parent, right? We become lazy and tired, Allah Al-Quddus doesn't become tired, He doesn't become lazy, right? We think that things should be a certain way, Al-Quddus knows how the things are supposed to be. You see, so He's above everything and any negative attribute that we might think or link to ourselves or even a weakness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of that. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from resembling anything of His creation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran the descriptions of Him, for example, He mentions His hand, or He mentions that He sees, that He hears. We as human beings, we think when we see, we use our eyes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight is not like our sight. His hand is not like our hand. We hear with our ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hearing is not like our hearing. We as human beings are limited to what we know of within this world. But the beauty of being in Jannah is that we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will meet Al-Quddus. And we will then understand more of who Allah Al-Quddus really is. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. My brothers and sisters, a famous person this week said something really important that stuck with me. This famous person is my wife. She's famous for me, not for you. And she mentioned something really important that made me think for the past few days, as well as this morning when I was putting this khutbah together, how it ties in with our talk. She said, after experiencing the beautiful weather we've had in the last few days, and all of us enjoying going outside without the coats on, without the boots and the hats and the gloves and everything, right? She says, without the winter, we wouldn't appreciate the spring as much. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending us winter, we wouldn't appreciate spring as much. Now, of course, this is for those who appreciate the warm weather and like the summer and are looking forward to that. But even so, someone who likes the winter also appreciates the changing of the seasons. So when we think of this and tie it into Al-Quddus, right? We wouldn't appreciate things as much until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us through something even more difficult. And that is what we go through in life. When we were students, some of us would work part-time jobs and make only $1,000 a month, right? $500 a month.
Maybe some of you were students a long time ago, so $200, $300 a month, and that was it. I know when I was a student, we used to make a little bit, and we thought we were rich, right? But as time goes on, you think to yourself, what was a couple hundred dollars a month? And you appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you from something that was seemingly nice, but in fact would be difficult for us now. And so we appreciate that change. And this is where we say subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, there are two statements that are light on the tongue, heavy on the scale, beloved to Ar-Rahman. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahi azim. And when we say subhanallah, I want you to think to yourself the next time that you see something amazing, or you feel something amazing, or you experience something you didn't think you would experience, and you naturally say subhanallah, I want you to think al-Quddus. This is because of al-Quddus. And this is the way that insha'Allah ta'ala we can tie in the understanding of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own personal lives. So remember, when you see something or you feel or you experience something amazing and just naturally off the tip of your tongue you say subhanallah, know that that is because of al-Quddus, doing something that you are pleased with, that shakes you to the core and makes you appreciate what He has provided for us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa'afina. Allahumma barik lana fi dinina wa dunyana ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana as-salihah ya arhamar rahimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna minadh dhalimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins. Amen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all the sins from our book of deeds and replace them with good deeds. Amen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove us from hardship and bring ease upon us. Amen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those that are patient with the difficulties that we are facing in our lives. Amen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all those that are suffering and struggling in our community and around our community, or the relatives of our community members and their friends and neighbors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them cure. Amen. One of our sisters will be having surgery very soon, Sister Fazilat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure her and grant her ease throughout that difficult time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our brother Kamran's relative who passed away just recently. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic from upon us and make this month of Ramadan a month to remember, and a month of success, and a month of complete forgiveness. Ameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'izukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa du'uhu yastajib lakum wa dhikru Allah akbar. Allahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Still you. Please make sure your cell phones are on silent. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خيرا. My brothers and sisters, please try to remember your mustard and your donations on the way out. Also, we do appreciate the patience coming in, standing in line, as well as on your way out. We do have the separate entrance, exit to the road on the right side. So try to use that and follow the guidelines of the volunteers. Jazakumullah khairan, and please do take note that the time will change for Jumu'ah next week, and that will be displayed to you on the application during the registration process, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, how are you?
Good,
mashallah, alhamdulillah, how's the family?